We welcome all of you to Grace Bible Church today. It's good to see each and every one of you. In our call to worship this morning, I'm sharing from the last verses of Matthew chapter 28. Very, very familiar verses of Scripture. And sometimes familiarity breeds contempt, and we should never let that happen when it comes to the Word of God. Amen. We read in verse 19, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." Go ye therefore. Now, the Bible is making very clear it's our job. It's our responsibility to go and teach all nations. It's not an easy thing to do. It seems like an overwhelming task to communicate the Word of God to everybody that lives upon the earth. But it's our responsibility. And I want to challenge you today, and we're going to work our way through these verses over the next few Sundays as we share some thoughts here in the month of March about personal evangelism. That sometimes we think big picture and we miss small picture. Now, what do I mean by that? We're thinking grandiose thoughts about, you know, communicating the gospel to those that are in other nations, and we got a neighbor right next to us that's never heard the gospel, and we've never given it to them. Now, that should rebuke us. That should challenge us. I need to go see that neighbor. I need to communicate the truth of the gospel to that neighbor. New neighbors that come into the neighborhood, you ought to be the first one there with a pie. And if you can't bake, go buy one from Milton Bakery. All right? And you're there. "Hey, my name is so-and-so. I go to Grace Bible Church. Welcome to our neighborhood." And this is what happens many times. "Well, they may not want me to do that." Well, you can think up 1,000 different reasons not to, but I can give you a good one right here to do it. Go ye therefore. Be a witness and testimony. Let them know that you're a believer in Jesus Christ. You're concerned about them. Now, you may never be able to get them to come to Grace Bible Church, but you can go to them and give them the gospel. Go ye therefore. Whenever you start to put up all the reasons why, just remember this verse of Scripture, Matthew 28:19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. That responsibility falls upon us, not somebody else. Well, somebody else will do it from the church. Somebody else will go, "I'm not very good with those kind of things." Those are just excuses. They're excuses for not doing what God said for us to do. So, we got a brand new week in front of us. We've got today. So maybe this afternoon would be a good time to go see that neighbor that you've never spoken to about their soul. Go knock on their door and give them something. We've got some nice things out here. You can take them a loaf of bread if you don't have anything to take. Or you can run down to Winn-Dixie or one of the stores and pick up something. Run over to their house and just introduce yourself and say, "Hi, I'm so-and-so and I'm your neighbor. And I'm from Grace Bible Church, and I just want to welcome you. And I apologize for not coming over. We've lived next to each other for 15 years. I want you to know about my Savior, Jesus Christ." Can we do that? That's not asking too much. May we go, therefore, and share with them the good news of Jesus Christ.